Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. It is a reunion, the pre-reunion, because we've got a fleet of former Tigers. We've got, as we said, Nathaniel Root, the beloved former walk-on there at Memphis. He's not just a former Tiger and beloved former walk-on. He is now an author, and we're going to talk about his book. He's joined by an NBA champion, Earl Barron, who was also one of Root's teammates. Y'all know Earl Barron. Those guys are going to be down there tonight at FedEx Forum, as well as, special surprise, man, I was in school. You wouldn't know this. I was an older student and messed up at TSU, and I was back in school covering y'all. Courtney Trask is here. I wrote about him for the Daily Helmsman back. All of these guys. That was my time back at the Helmsman before I got to the CA. Courtney Trask joins us as well. So it is a reunion of former Tigers who are getting ready for tonight's reunion. As you've got John Calipari, their former coach, coming back as the coach of Arkansas to play Memphis for the first time in FedEx Forum. We're excited about that. Root, I'm even more excited because you've been telling me this was coming for a while. I'm excited that I now have a copy, a personalized copy, an autographed copy of your book, man. Congratulations on this. Root, a Memphis hoop dream. Congrats, bro.
Man, I appreciate it. It's been fun. Like I said earlier, it took about a year and a half, 2 years, putting it all together, writing it start to finish. But I just wanted to put my story out there that I feel would inspire our younger generation to follow their dreams. But, you know, also us older guys, you know, this is a new dream of mine to do this and see it become successful. So even, you know, when you get older, still – chasing dreams, and if you got a dream, go chase it and make it happen.
How long a process was this for you? Now, I'm going to defend you here. I heard our guys off air, Brother Barron and Brother Trask, giving you a hard time. So they didn't think you could do this. How about this process?
Man, it was about a two-year, you know, like I said, two-year process from start to finish. And I tell you, this getting back with these guys, which we talk all the time. We see each other regularly. But I wouldn't have it any other way than messing with me.
A trip back down memory lane.
Exactly. And that's all last night was. All day yesterday, last night, was just a trip down memory lane the whole time.
So talk about that and being around these guys. We just listened to them off air talking about the NIT team, losing in the first round. Having these guys back around you, does it feel like all of a sudden, you know, those years that were in between, maybe not so long, and you're right back there joking around the days in the dorm? What's it feel like?
It's amazing. Like we just got right back going to where we left off last time we saw each other. All of us, I mean, you know, DeJuan Wagner, OG Barclay, Moody, Chiron Chapman, Shannon Foreman, Shamel Jones. I mean, we just all picked up right where we left off from the last time of being together yesterday at Cal's practice. And then we stayed a little bit for the Memphis, but then we all hung out afterwards and then had dinner with the Arkansas team. And, man, it just – for all of us to get back together, we just literally picked up right where we left off.
How many, Earl, of these – and you went on and won NBA championships. How many of these sort of reunions where you can get back with the guys have there been? And does this one feel like it's been sort of overdue?
Definitely overdue. I would say during COVID, we did a reunion with the Heat, which was pretty cool. Everybody got on, but it was, you know, everything was Zoom, you know, so we really didn't get to be around each other. But similar to my time here, it's hard to gel. You know, college basketball has changed, but when you're with guys for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you just build a trust and a camaraderie that, you know, it's not matched. And that's, out of all my years, Memphis by far is probably the best time I had. But, you know, yeah, it was the NBA, but Miami, we were just a close bunch team that it kind of reminds me of how good we got along, of how we had each other's back, and it just showed with our play on the court, just how much fun we have on and off the court. It's just like, you know, I can mess up, Courtney can mess up, Root can mess up, but we like next play, keep it moving.
You guys, and I realize it now and listening to you guys, you were part of a very important transition mm-hmm. in Memphis basketball history, where you're coming that time after Larry, where frankly the program didn't know, right? You got Tick, you got Johnny, and that's what I realized is, I mean, at one point you guys and Earl kind of set it off here. Y'all were in the mud. We didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, the expectations were high for the program, but we had no idea where it was going to go. You had the Tick Price incident and everything else. So I'm just curious, asking all three of you guys, in terms of Cal, and tonight is, you know, having Cal back, you had different coaches. So what's he meant to you in terms of his coaching? Because he's been just a part of y'all's journeys, and you've had other coaches, but what's that time with him that you did spend, what's it meant to you, and how much has that bond stayed strong?
The time with Cal, he showed us what it was like to really get after it. Cal was different from most coaches that we had. I was used to the down south coaches who, you know, they're going to love you and talk soft to you and make sure you're good, and Cal was completely different. As you know, I ended up transferring 17, 18 years old, not really understanding, you know, his method of doing things. Yeah. But the hardest thing was, you know, he pushed us really hard, but we all had each other's back. You know, Earl had hard times with him, hard days, Root did, but we all made sure, hey, I'm coming to get you in the morning. We're going to show up again, and we're going to show up mm-hmm. again. And I think it showed towards the end of the year, we ended up making it to the NIT finals, Final Four. But I think that was the beginning of what Cal was going to bring for the years going forward.
How tough was it? And you remind me, man. I want to say you came in as a 4-star, 5-star, like or Harold, or were you, the way you're looking out makes me think 3-star. Now you're going to take me back on the story, and then that part. Cal, man, and how tough those lashes, and was that ultimately the reason, and you're a grown man now, and you've matured, and you can look back, was that ultimately the reason why you said, you know what, I'm a roll, man, he's too tough?
So, I was more of a 2-3-star, me and Earl.
Okay, I'm gonna get you up to 3.
Okay, So, you remember, they lost the point guard, Coach Price and Coach Jones, I had known them all my life, they came right in and came on my visit, hung out with Earl, Marcus Moody, all the guys, and I canceled all my other visits. I mean, I love Memphis that much just from the first time I came. And, you know, what we went through with Coach Price and then playing for Coach Jones, that was great. Coach Jones was a great guy. But my thing with Cal was, like I said, I didn't get a chance to see how he was with his point guards. I was his first point guard
yep.
when he returned back to college. And, I mean, he rolled me. He was on me. And these guys will tell you, I thought he hated me.
Right, and this is different than who you signed yeah. up with. And so you start thinking the man hates you.
Right, and so, like you said, going forward, as I've gotten older, and I got to see how he was with D. Rose and Tyreek and all these different guards that he bumped heads with at some point in the season, I didn't get to see that. And so for me, it was just.
And you're young,
like
man.
Yeah, he don't like yeah. me. You know, maybe I should just go where I'm wanted, go back home. And, I mean, these guys, they tried their hardest. Like, man, you know, we done been through it all together. Like, stick it out. But I had never endured that type of treatment. I'm saying treatment, but it wasn't, you know.
It was like, that tough love, real hard, some lashes.
He tested you mentally, oh, yeah. just tested. As much physically. He tested you
so
mentally.
So you guys would be going through it yourselves,
mm-hmm.
I'm pointing to Rude and to Barron, and then seeing him trying to deal with you, trying to hold yourselves up, and but then support it.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. See, people don't realize it's kind of like we were. I always tell people we were like the stepkids. You know, we were. Tick Price recruited us, brought us in. We were under Johnny Jones, and then Calipari came. So it was just like, okay, they're bringing in, you know, DeJuan Irwins, the Mr. Basketballs, the Scooter McFaddens, the Tony O'Burks, the Modibo DRs, you know, the Chris Masseys. So it's like, man, these guys are good. Like, I'm not used to this. I'm a two-star honorable mention from it. Like, this is all new to me, yep. And he's riding you so hard. It's like, you know, you don't understand it. Like Courtney said, once you get older, I think he kind of set the bar of what it's like to work, you know, what you have to deal with in the game of basketball. People think it's like, oh, if I was 7 foot, I could just go out there. It's like, no, it's more to the game than just picking up a ball and going to shoot. I said, you got to be in tip-top shape.
Yep.
You got to be mentally prepared. You got to be ready to, like, even Root, when he was at Memphis, he knew every position, which kind of helped him. So once I got to the league, it was like, okay, I do know I need to learn the playbook. I got to know all plays. I can jump in for the point guard if he's tying his shoe or something. Yep. And the coaches look at me like, you know his – yeah, I know all of them. So, you know, Cal kind of set that bar for whether it's the sprints we did, how hard you have to be, you know, work out in the weight room, preparing for the season to where you're going to make mistakes, but you know, my body's right, my mind's right, I'm ready for war. I'm going to miss shots. I might make some turnovers here and there, but I'm ready. And I think Cal kind of set that bar and set that standard for me, you know, throughout my career.
It's amazing to have you telling that story to me and saying it, because I think one of the things we've always thought, those that have covered Memphis and watched you for a long time and said about you, was that time with Cal and those lashings and all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it hardened Earl up, and it helped make him the pro that he ended up turning out to be. And I mean, you just said that in a lot of words, but I was listening to you this morning. I'll just say with Wolo, there were a lot of guys that, right? I mean, I heard you, Spoelstra was huge in that.
Yeah.
And frankly, Matt, you know,
Riley.
And frankly, if Earl Barron's doesn't have his ears open, right? They might get that advice. They're not willing to take it and grab onto it. So just, yes, that Cal time was important. Many of us have kind of chalked that up. Oh man, that really helped Earl, but maybe giving it too much credit. There were a lot of folks that had fingerprints on the career that you had.
People would try to say, oh, you know, this, that, and the other, and I'm like, hey, a lot of this stuff was Earl. Like, I kind of carved my path once I got
Earl Barron. Yes, sir.
I didn't really have any numbers, and I had a little chip on my shoulders. Like, I felt like I could do a lot more things, but we had a lot of talent at Memphis, you know. And you understand, even in the NBA, you get there and guys are like, I'm like, look, you're going to be the fourth and fifth option. They're not going to be relying on you to score. I said, you go first thing first, you get out there and you work hard. You know, you bust your, you know.
Yeah.
You rebound, you charge, you do all the little things. And then if you get some shots, that's a extra. And so I kind of, at Memphis, it's like, you know what? This is my role. This is what he want me to do. I want to be on the court. So whatever it takes to be on the court, you know, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And after college, it was like, okay, I can do a little bit more. You know, I could change my role. And, you know, it was a fun journey. But, like, you look back and just like, man, it was some tough times and to start here. But having guys like, you know, Root and Courtney, we lived together for, you know, 2 years, me and Courtney, me and Root, 4 years basically. And, you know, you just build a camaraderie to where it's just like we trust each other. We're not going to be late. Hey, you got practice. We got – study hall.
Responsible.
Don't you got a 9 o'clock class? Don't you do it in the room? You know, you need to get up. Let's go, man.
And Cal was big on us on that. He's like, you know, if you're leaving your dorm, your apartment, and your roommate ain't awake, man, you better bang on that door and get him up. You're just as responsible as they are.
Yeah.
You know, don't be selfish. Get them up.
How, one thing that we always, as media, we look back on the Cal years and we point to, you know, he was always telling the media man, go screw yourself. You know, he talked about backing over Jeff Calkins' columns, you know. Was media ever talked about? Was it ever them versus us? You know what I'm saying? Or they doubt you? Was that ever played in? You know, was that ever part of his sort of speeches? You know what I'm saying?
To not remember specifically, but he never was negative to in front of us about it. You know, he might. You know, I'm sure there were games or something that he would, you know, try to use fuel for a fire, but there was never a constant or
that
anything.
Fire was in house.
It was it wasn't from outside. He's really good at finding the buttons to push to get
now,
you.
Now that going. I knew that that week we knew, and we've seen it throughout his career. What's something about him that maybe folks don't know about Cal? Like, you know, we hear about the legacy, all the, you know, the players and One thing, you know, in the recruiting pitches you would hear all the time, but his NBA guys have gone out and got those second contracts, so generational wealth. I mean, he's helpful. What's something we don't
know? I'll tell you something people won't know. Amari Stoudemire came in on a recruiting visit and was going to sign at Memphis. And I believe, Earl, were you with us with him as a host?
Maybe.
I don't know. I remember sitting in the conference room with him and Cal looking across the table at him. And this is Amari Stoudemire, you know, NBA going to be a Hall of Famer, yes. And said, you come here, I'm not promising you anything. I'm not promising you to start. I'm not promising you shots. I'm not promising you minutes. All I'm going to promise is, while you're here, I'll make you the best player you can be, and when it's time to go, I'm shipping you to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Now, we never got him because he got drafted ninth that year, but that right there, I was like, wow, you're telling Amari Stoudemire this. I'm not promising you anything.
Yeah, impressive.
And I would say that, like, when we travel, like when we would go out of town, we don't, you know, we get barbecue, good food here, you know, a little southern cooking. But man, when we would travel, man, he would find the best, like restaurants for us to experience, like some good high quality, fine Italian dining. You know, we would go to New York, and I'm just like, this is an Olive Garden. This is an Olive Garden.
He treated us like an NBA franchise.
Yeah, he did.
In this day and age, he would have had a hard time keeping all y'all because NIL and everything else. Root would have wanted some money and a scholarship, and Earl would have transferred
I'm not like Root. Root's a little greedy. Root and Courtney probably want more. They probably would have left me here by myself.
It's just changed so much just in the time that you guys have been gone. I don't. How do y'all as old heads, how do you keep a chemistry and build a, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say old.
Man, we all do have some gray in our beards now.
Man, Baron, EB does look young. Even though he's a dad now, he's got them Miami shades on.
He is clean, man. Like he come in here like,
somewhere. I'm just curious, man. When you I'll change the subject and put it back this way. You see the job that Penny has now. Right, where you're getting new rosters in. Even the team that came behind y'all later on with Dorsey and CDR and those guys, they were able to stay together. Like, even that's changed core. Since then. That core, exactly. That's the word I'm looking for, EB. Yep. How difficult, when y'all look at it now, as you do, is the job for Penny and in this day and age, keeping a winner in college basketball?
It's I feel like now, the quicker the coaches can adapt because it's a new evolution of, you know, before it's like, all right, I might have 2 years. I might have 3 years. Now it's like, I got 8 months, 12 months to get all these guys on the same page because I don't know who's going to be here next year. And it's a matter of how quick can you get the guys to buy in.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
How quick
it's
can you get
fast.
The guys to trust. How quick can you get the guys on the court to trust each other, you know, as opposed to like, oh, some guys' mindset, I'm here 1 year. I'm trying to average 20.
Right.
I'm trying to go to another school, get my money. I'm trying to go to the league as opposed to building trust with Root, building trust with
Let Courtney. Me develop Shannon, Earl and Courtney, Earl. And right?
That get them to trust me. So when they see me on the court, it's like, okay, I know he got my back. Like, he ready to go ball, you know, regardless.
But I think the one thing about Cal, even before this era, he always took, especially the Christmas break. At that Christmas break, that team, every team, our team on, you take off.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes him so good. Even now, is he's taking those new players and he's using that Christmas break, those two-a-days, and he's getting you to buy in, even if before that moment now. And I think that's the beauty of having a Cal. And I think, you know, hopefully Penny will be able to do the same. I think y'all say he had, 13 new players?
They're all yeah. There's 15 scholarships 15? Now. Yeah. It's different than our day, and so yeah, they're all new. Zero returning players.
That's tough, man.
And had a second team AP All American. That's not tough. In the NBA. He's playing for Kansas State this year. Tough, tried to give him $3 million, but at the time, the kid didn't want it. It's just crazy.
And Penny can only play within the rules that the NCAA, you know, gives him. So if these kids are just allowed to pack up and transfer, you know, he's got to go get new players, right? So, and I said this to GP, something's got to change because he asked me, you know, when Penny said a few weeks ago about the, what was it, fandemonium? There's not
fandemonium
that's not there. And I said, I told GP, I said, man, to me, it's because the roster turnover. But when the NCAA allows this to happen,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So you can't put this all on the coaches at every program. You got to look higher at the NCAA and say, man, something's got to change. Yeah. whether it's contracts or, you know, a 2 year or three, something has got to change to where these players are in a program longer than just one, and then they're playing at four different programs their whole career.
Oh, the fans don't have anybody to. You can't build a relationship.
Yeah, you can't build that.
I hear that a lot in the city when it comes to talking Memphis basketball. Yeah. It's like, I don't know who they have. You know what I mean? It's like before, I knew the core. I knew the guys that were there 2-3 years. And now it's like, who do they have now?
Right.
You know, who's the star?
Every year you're having to relearn.
Who's the shooting guard?
I just bought me a PJ Haggerty. Just one.
Now he gone.
Haggerty just now he's gone.
Yeah.
Right now I gotta buy a new one.
Can we get a refund on that?
No, I think it speaks to. I was reading a story back where I got my start. Daily Helmsman had done about your book, I think, and it talked about you too in your last game. Yeah. It was an NCAA tournament game. What, first round? Was it Arizona State, Iguiagu, those guys? And it talked about afterwards, and you two specifically about coming up out that jersey. You guys are balling, you know, because it meant something to you. Yeah. You had been there forever. Yeah. And I wonder if that part, I know there's still a few that are, you know, there's stories. But if that part's different, you know what I'm saying? If that, because guys going to be out after 1 year. It's not going to mean the same thing to them because they didn't spend a development there, an important part of their time of their life there. You know what I mean?
I've probably played on three or four teams. Memphis being one, I played on a couple great G League teams where it's 10 guys. You know, you got two guys at each position. But the respect, the work ethic, the camaraderie we had on and off the court, it was just a special team. Yes. So once the season ended and that last game, that buzzer sound, we looked across the room, and these guys from New York, Chicago, Detroit, they're from all over, L.A., and it's like we look around the room and you're like, you know, you get to tear up like, man, we're not going to be able to do this again.
It's a brotherhood on the road.
You finna go here, and it hits different. Miami was the same way. It was like, man, this is a special group, like, to get all those guys on the same page, all those Hall of Famers and All-Stars, you saw the guys buy in, you watched the magic work. You watched it happen in real time. And, and, you know, those teams are special, but you don't have that anymore. You don't have, you know, guys that the last buzzer sound, they're like, all right, let me go get in this.
I know.
Get on my phone, get in this transfer portal.
Man, let me see if I can get some more NIL.
Yeah.
Now, that is why I'm always going to have a special respect. Mm-hmm. Especially for this group, according to you too. I know it was hard. You transferred it, but you guys were the group that got us through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, you're in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
That's helping Cal recruit. Yeah. Hey, I got this back. I'm doing it now. I mean, what you guys went through, all that, where you end up, because y'all coming out the mud, like you said, man. You know, between the Tick and Johnny, and I love Johnny to death. He had it, and he did the best job he could. But we needed something at that time. Big Cal comes in. You guys got through that and got us really to the start of it.
Yeah.
So I always have – y'all were the foundation. Cal isn't able to recruit the way he did if he doesn't – you know, isn't showing that life and them signs of getting back. Mm-hmm. And so you'll always be tied, you know, certainly to Cal. But you think about it now, man, this program – you know, I think Penny's doing a great job. I love that he's clearly got an energy for it. Hadn't been to a Sweet 16 since Cal left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're going to need more of that guys like y'all that care about it, not just, you know, the dollar signs, but care about it. And it feels like Penny, and he said this, he's trying to keep 7-8 of these guys, get into a formula where at least you're keeping a core. Yeah.
And if you look at Cal's teams here at Memphis, he had that core. And then he would throw in Derrick Rose.
That's the key.
He would throw in Tyreek Evans. You know what I'm saying? It was that core of Antonio Anderson, CDR, Dozier, Dorsey, you know, Sean Taggart, you know, those guys.
Yep.
Yeah, all those guys, that core. And then, man, you just throw in that one superstar, and it just, man, it worked.
And that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
The best teams in college basketball are still doing it. Penny's got to find that balance, keep that core there. You go get one or two to spring.
Right.
He's close.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all rooting for him because we know. He wakes up in the morning thinking about, man, I got to make Tigers basketball better. Not for his career, so he can go get a job at Kentucky or anything else.
Yeah.
It's because he's a Tiger, like you guys are, man. So, number one, thank you, gentlemen, for coming. Number two, Root, where can they get the book? Root 8 Memphis Hoop Dream. It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.
I don't know why y'all doubting this, man. This man is major.
Best-selling author already.
Best-selling author, brother.
I took the picture on the cover for everybody out there listening.
I took the picture on the cover. This has been a real family effort. Hopefully you didn't tell no secrets on Earl or Trask up in there. He better not have talked bad about you in here.
Let me tell you. When he called me and told me that he was doing this, the first thing I told him, I said, Root, if you tell my business,
I'm going to say that's what they do. That's how they sell the book.
Oh, there's a chapter. Oh, look at this chapter. It's called Bedtime Stories, Jason.
Bedtime Stories with Nathaniel Root. There you go. Gentlemen,
yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, congrats on the book, brother.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see y'all this evening. It's going to be a great event down at FedEx Forum. All these guys, plus a whole bunch of former other Tigers down there as well. Thank you to all you gentlemen. We'll be back a third hour. Listen to Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.